This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 3 and 4, covering trust in the Lord, do not despise discipline. The Lord is your confidence. Do not plan evil against your neighbor, and a father's instruction. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org. or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The website called Post Secret that features anonymous confessions. It works by users mailing to a California P.O. box postcard-shaped images with intimate admissions pasted or scrawled across the front. In 21 years, they've filled books, TED Talks, social media feeds, museum exhibits, even a music video and a live stage show. I work in a restaurant, and when people order split dishes, I like to give them very uneven portions. What a relief to get that off one's chest. My dad doesn't know that I overheard him say to his new wife that he couldn't stand to be in the same room as me because I look just like my mom. I'm scared my sweet, innocent puppy hates me after seeing me do coke. Valid concerns about voyeurism aside, even in a post-Christian world, sin needs acknowledgement and guilt needs release. I will go to hell for the things I did in Iraq. I'm an atheist who makes deals with God, and I haven't followed through with my end of the bargain yet. The human heart remains restless until it rests in Almighty God. One from some time ago still haunts me. This particular post-secret submission sported a black and white shot of a clerical collared neck and shoulders whose face the framing had cropped off. The caption said, "Sometimes it feels like a noose." Yeah. Those fascinated by the authority of the pastoral office, infatuated with its supposed privilege, may find themselves liable to overlook its responsibilities, its obligations, serve rather than be served, servanthood, servitude, self-denial, definitely dimensions of enslavement and even execution. It attracts us today to a word of St. Paul. It makes one, preparing as we are for such a station, fixate on a single vocable from the Apostles' Corinthian correspondence before us this morning. And what word stands out as most important in chapter 9 of the first epistle? Free. I am free from all. Ah, room. Release, emancipation, liberty, independence, autonomy, choice, license. Just not what the author or the scripture or the Savior has in mind. Simple observation of our world, our time, our life proves that this definition of free doubles back to the tyranny of self. Personal experience painfully reminds you that this sense of freedom, shackles heart and mind, body and soul, in captivity, back under sin, misery, and mortality. Acquiring, accumulating, chasing exhilaration, gratify appetites and fix addictions. Tongue, take the lead, and rage, have reign. All of a sudden, freedom becomes just another word for surrender. And the Apostle Paul's hearers already lament having gotten entangled in that dreadful regime of dead-end flesh indulgence. No, this kind of free can't take first place. Dear God, don't let free have the best word. Thankfully, another word emerges. A further word from this scripture grabs the attention. What word looms large as most important in the chapter 9 text? Win. Yes. Prevail. Victory. Overcome. Conquest. Success. Excel. Results. But not what the writer or the gospel of Christ have in view. Lifetimes of bruises lay bare for all of us what it costs getting to the top, how lonely to precariously perch there, and the losses that pile up on the inevitable way back down. I mean, ages of human history testify their consensus to each of you that crowns weigh heads that wear them heavy enough that it feels just like defeat and failure anyway. Compare, compete, keep score, control, take down heretics, dunk on haters. Win turns into waste away, one contest, one trophy at a time. And the Corinthian congregants are actually trying to dismount that desperate merry-go-round of dog-eat-dog pride rivalry. No, the emphasis must rest elsewhere than this idea of win. God forbid win constitutes the key word. What are we missing? Which scribble, which jot or tittle, which curlicue, which pencil stroke or two makes all the difference? Or two. Two. That's the one. A literal jot and tittle, this little preposition, not even an entire or a separate Greek dictionary entry. The seemingly most insignificant letters form the fulcrum that completely reconfigures the heavens and the earth. Ain't that just like our God? To the Jews, to those under the law, to those outside the law, to the weak, to all people, a proper gospel proclamation. To the character of the Almighty Maker. To the complexion of a gracious Savior. To the substance of God's truth. To the quality of Christ's love. The Holy One, our source and Lord, He comes. Repeatedly, constantly, He comes to us. Father, Son, and Spirit, the two in God, He becomes. Persistently and permanently, He becomes to you. Dual-natured Jesus, two incarnate, two embodied. Two is His verb, His activity, His gift. To Jews, become servant, Jesus Christ. To Gentiles, become creature. To Corinthians, become companion. To 21st centurions, become brother. To entire humankind, Jesus, become condemned sin, become suffering punishment. To whole world, become crucified acceptance, become atoning sacrifice. To you, Jesus, become substitute obedience and imputed righteousness. To us, Jesus, become liberty from sin and self. To them, Jesus, become victory over death and hell. To all people, Jesus, become all things. Not only the eternal, but the immediate too. Not only the heavenly, but the earthly too. Jesus become not just the universal, but the particulars too. Not just our supernatural, but our bodily too becomes Jesus. Blessed too-ness. A divine word is too from God. Your identity and purpose, a fit one, this too in Christ Jesus. A right Corinthian celebration, this too of the gospel. Repent and receive. Reconciled to kingdom. Connected to community. Abandon and rejoice. Ushered to forgiveness. Tethered to innocence. Believe. Brought to favor. Birthed to forever. Delight. Awakened to certainty. Alive to compassion. Take hold. Take heart. Oriented to promise. Rooted to inheritance. Heal. Drawn to resurrection. Driven to new creation. Endure. Belonging to beloved Son, belonging to well-pleased Father. And don't merely own your two. Use it. Do two. You get to employ the two God is performing in you. You get to exercise the two Christ himself puts into practice through you. So, now, to your neighbors, to your sisters and brothers, look to fellow sinners, talk to near ones in need, listen to the untoed and the untoing, incline to him that your Lord toos nearby you, to her whom your Lord toos beside you. Attend to work wearied and hedonism harried. Just like Christ Jesus to the Corinthians and like Apostle Paul to Jew and Greek. Adapt to, proclaim to, give to. And in time, this two vocation will land less like a noose. The ring round your neck, like a dog tag and a leash, will remind you whose you are. So, wag your little tail, you hound of heaven. Don your yoke and wear the two collar proud. We go forth day by day to run with the sheep, whose good shepherd, theirs and ours, with sweet staff and song, the Lamb of God leads us home even now. Amen.
Thank you.
I cry to you, O Lord.
In the morning, I pray before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your church in your perpetual mercy, and because without you we cannot fall, preserve us from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, as once you shared in our human toil and thus hallowed the work of our hands, bless and prosper those who maintain the industries of this land. Give them a right reward for their labors and grant them the just reward for their work, that they may find joy in serving you and supplying our needs. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my
Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have granted this sign from all our nature. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my days in my life please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul of all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.